Moncrief on News Talk.
A recent study found that what really makes a movie work, and in terms of popularity and ratings and all that kind of stuff, is a good twist. Who doesn't love a good plot twist? That jaw-dropping moment when a movie pulls the rug out from under you. But here's the thing. While a great twist can elevate a film to legendary status, too many twists can have a really tangled and disappointing and confused audience, which no one wants. So twists can be a really bad thing or the greatest thing in a movie, its crowning achievement. Joining me now to discuss the art of the twist is Olivia Fahey, movie reviewer and editor of Geek Ireland. Good afternoon, Olivia.
Afternoon, John. How's it going?
Very well. I presume you love a good twist like the rest of us, and I mean in a movie as opposed to the Chubby Checker dance from the 1950s.
Well, I don't mind that dance move either, actually, when I hit the dance floor, which is very rare. But yes, a good twist. There is absolutely nothing more. And I think what's so great about it is that when you've gone to see a movie, you are then recommending your friends to go see it. So then you can discuss it even more with them, because when there is something that takes you aback or takes you by surprise, you just want to discuss it more with people. And I think with the rise of social media and platforms like Twitter, or rather X, I think that also adds to the popularity of it, because people just love talking about things that they're passionate about. And you're always going to be passionate about a really good twist.
There's probably more capacity now to spoil a good twist, I imagine, than there used to be because of social media. But I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. I remember Mark Hamill talking about the fact that he had to, and there's a spoiler here, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father, in case you didn't know, but he had to spend a whole summer not telling anyone about, you know, the twist that he was actually the son of Darth Vader. But I presume those secrets are so much harder kept now because of social media.
Oh, 100%. And even, like, you probably even know yourself that when we are doing interviews with celebrities on something that may have spoiler chat in it, you're kind of like, okay, how do I phrase this question now in order to not spoil the thing that I really want to talk about, but I still want to ask the question because it's an important point. So it's quite a delicate line to draw. And even then, it's like, sometimes people will say things like, oh, well, like, why are you talking about that? That's a spoiler. But in fact, it's in like the synopsis or something. So there's also like, where do you draw the line as to what is giving you too much information as opposed to what is a spoiler?
Yeah. You know, I sorry to do the name dropping again, but I, and you probably have had this experience, I was interviewing David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, and he threatened to end the interview because I gave a mild spoiler about someone who was Ray Liotta, the late, great late Ray Liotta, was cast in the movie twice. He plays two roles in it, in The Many Saints and Newark, and he stopped the interview and said we couldn't go on unless that was taken out. So you do have to be very careful. There are loads of texts coming in about this, which often happens because people do love a good twist. But Olivia, I suppose the thing is with a twist, but you tell me, it has to be worth it though, right? So if you take a movie like, you know, The Usual Suspects, which I think has a great twist with Kaiser Soze and all that kind of stuff, but you can't feel cheated, because that's really annoying if there's some kind of twist, like in Dallas that time when it turned out Bobby was alive all along and was just having a shower or something like that. Like, it has to be worth it.
Exactly, yeah. And there have been times where some films, they can have like a few too many twists. Like, I will openly admit, I was a fan of Argylle, mainly because it was so stupid and just entertaining and bursts of colour at the end. I just thought it was so stupid, it was great. But it in itself was getting so knotted up in its own twists and turns throughout. Like, yes, they all unravelled perfectly fine in the end, but as you're watching it, you're kind of getting a little bit too confused to follow what's actually happening, and you're thinking back to all of these different things. So it has to be mapped out properly. And I think another good example of it from recent times is Parasite. Like, that even won Best Picture at the Oscars, and that has a great twist in it. Fight Club is another one. And Knives Out, I think, took that twist idea on its head by actually revealing the twist in the opening 10 minutes, which is we, the audience, actually know what's happening. And it's actually everybody else is trying to figure out what's going on. But then there's another twist because, you know, as it is with a murder mystery, there's always going to be something else as a foot. And I just really, really liked that. So there are some films that really get it right, but there are some films that also get it wrong.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of text coming in and a couple of people have already said Sixth Sense, or is it? No, it's The Sixth Sense, isn't it? The definitive article is in the title, if I'm not mistaken, The Sixth Sense. Are you a fan of The Sixth Sense?
honest to God, I think that was the moment for me where I went, this is how you can make really good cinema and just like draw people in, because I'm not a massive kind of horror fan. And this does kind of dabble with those like horror tropes and themes. And you just sort of think that you're just watching an average ghost story. And then suddenly, spoiler alert, you find out that not only does the kid see ghosts, but there's actually another one walking amongst them. I've done that quite carefully, even though it has been like how many years now?
Yeah.
But just in case any of the listeners haven't seen it. But yeah, I think that was one of the definitive moments of cinema. And it kind of made M. Night Shyamalan the go-to guy for a twist movie. Like, some of the most iconic ones that you can probably think of are one of his films. I think Split and Unbreakable have two of the greatest twists, and actually being linked together, being one of the twists, was just so great. So I haven't actually seen his newest film, Trap, yet. And I've heard that it's gotten quite a mixed response. Some people are either loving it or some people are absolutely hating it. So I'm dying to now go see it so I can know what the twist is and join in the conversation.
Yeah, now there's a lot of people saying, you know, you want to be really careful here about spoilers. And Miriam actually makes a good point, saying, I don't think we should talk about any movie twists because there's always a new generation that won't have seen the film, spoiling it for them. Otherwise, I get you, Miriam, but I just, you know, I don't think you can be a fully conscious cultural being in the world and not know that Darth Vader was in fact Luke Skywalker, or Haley Joel Osment saw dead people. A couple of people mentioned The Crying Game. Someone says, John, you're dead right. I'm not sure. Well, I've been right about so many things. Oh, the multiple Spider-Mans that get out even before the movie. Yes, Marvel can sometimes do that as well. And The Life of David Gale, best twist of all time. That's from Andrew. And I think we should avoid talking about movie twists, another one says, because it will spoil it for people. What are some other ones that you really think rank high, Olivia? Or maybe even some bad ones.
But do you know what? One that I thought of when I was discussing this earlier on today, that I was like, oh my God, that actually was a really good twist, is the one in Frozen, where it's revealed as to who the real villain behind the story is. Because we're all so used to knights in shining armor just being that, and they're the, like, kind of like almost like the semi-heroes of the stories, and then all of a sudden it's been twisted on its head and they're actually the villain. I thought that was such a clever twist. My jaw hit the floor, and I'm a massive Disney nerd, so I always love these films, even as an adult. I'm not ashamed to say it. But yeah, for me, that was one that, say, like in modern times, it was one that took me by complete surprise and I didn't expect. And even when you think about it, like, it's not even limited to films these days. Even like the massive twists that you can see in series. I think Game of Thrones had many of them throughout the seasons that just gripped people, because when you're really not expecting something, it's just such a massive conversation starter, because it'd be like by the water cooler in the office, just having the chats, being like, oh my God, did you see this last night? Yeah. Oh, what amazing. So it's things like that that just draw people in and that can help make something even more successful than it may have been without it.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones really excelled in that, where to the point, you know, no one was safe, you know. Now, The Sopranos used to do that as well, I have to say, where every character was up for a possible beheading of one kind or another. Someone else texts in, The Prestige, that's the one about the magicians, has one of the best twists ever. That's just mind-blowing. Someone else says, M. Night Shyamalan, the twist was great in The Sixth Sense, but the rest of them were all kind of rubbish. Don't necessarily agree with that, I have to say. Olivia, this is a Old Man River movie in terms of me, but I think people still love it. The twist in The Third Man.
Oh, yes, good shout.
I'm going to give a spoiler where Orson Welles' character is actually still alive, and he ends up giving his famous speech on top of a merry-go-round in Vienna. I love that film. And you, 40 minutes in, the guy who's supposedly dead is actually alive all along. Banshees of Inisherin would have been good if it had a twist. It would have been better if it had a plot to begin with.
Oh, whoever wrote that in, then can take that back.
Oh dear.
Highly disagree.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in 30 seconds, are there any twists that really got on your nerves?
Do you know what? Mulholland Drive did. And I don't know why. I think it's just because I had to watch it maybe 3 times to fully understand it. So that always sticks in my mind as just one that I think if you can't really get it in one watch, then maybe it hasn't been as successful. I think it just got a little bit, it's a brilliant film. It was just, again, getting a bit knotted up in itself, a little bit like Argyle did. But I still loved Argyle and I still love Mulholland Drive as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, we could do this until the next hour, but I'm afraid time is against us. Olivia Fahey, thanks very much for joining me.
No problem at all.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.